Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Aaron Gurnis. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. My guest today is Anna Hoke, Director of the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce. And Anna, we have a lot of exciting events coming up in the city now over the next few weeks and the next month. Let's start with Ag in the City.
Well, we're excited. Farm Bureau always does a great job each year in presenting Ag in the City. And this year it's hosted at the Marion County Fairgrounds. It's a two-day event starting on Friday night, 5 to 9, and then continuing on Saturday morning, 7 to 1 p.m. There's great, fun, family kind of farm-themed activities, great food sponsored by Rotary and Kiwanis and a lot of other, I know the cattlemen are going to be cooking some ribeyes. And so it'll be a great family event for everyone. And I know, too, at 7 p.m., the Farm Bureau is going to be dedicating the Walk of Pride in front of Dyer Hudson Hall. So they're really excited about getting people out there to see what they worked hard on.
All right. And then next weekend, we have another graffiti night. And also, Mayor Zoot has declared this Ridiculous Days.
Yeah. Yes, Ridiculous Days. It's going to be a fun event. Mayor Zoot had an idea that we would kind of return to days of old or his past. And the events really start with graffiti night the night before, where we have old cars coming to the square. We have vendors and some fun activities. And that's all sponsored by the Dragons Car Club, a local vintage kind of car club that has some really great cars. So we encourage you to come down and check that out. And those events then will culminate on Saturday morning with Ridiculous Days. Several of our local businesses are participating and getting a table out in front of their store and putting out some reduced merchandise. And we hope that people want to come down and check out what our great stores have. Not only the sale items, but step foot into their stores and see what great things we have going on here in Knoxville.
What kind of fun can we expect if we go to Graffiti Night and Ridiculous Days? Will there be any entertainment?
Absolutely. Oh, I know that the guys with the Dragons Car Club and Graffiti Night sponsors are putting together some fun games. They have car-themed games for kids and adults alike. I know that there's going to be some good food available up there as well through local vendors. There is typically a band and some dancers. I think I've even heard some hula hooping. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And then on Saturday, not only we have Ridiculous Days going on, but the Mayor's Youth Council is putting together some chalk drawing on the sidewalk. Your kids can come down and create beautiful masterpieces on the sidewalks downtown around the courthouse. And then, of course, we are always really just fortunate to have the Knoxville Farmers Market downtown, which is just such a treat to go down there on Saturday mornings and take part in all that's going on down there. And then the Red Rock Arts Alliance will also be presenting pottery by a teacher and local artisan Brian Barkey. And then they'll have a band as well. The Kimball Drifters will be on the bandstand. And their kids' art project this Saturday will be sand art creation. So there's just so much to do downtown Knoxville on Saturday, June 25th. And so we encourage people to come down. And I'm going to keep talking, all right, because we also have a fun event going on at Ald Park. The annual Family Fun Fair is going on from 9 to noon there. And they have great events planned. I just heard today that Clifford the Big Red Dog will be making an appearance at Ald Park for the Family Fun Fair.
Wow.
Yeah, exciting stuff.
And what day is that?
That is also on Saturday, June 25th. So for all those people who said, there's nothing going on in Knoxville, we beg to differ. There's a lot going on. We just want people to take time to rediscover what is happening in Knoxville.
And one other event I wanted to touch on quick, the Lake Red Rock Balloon Festival is coming up in a month. Can you just give a little preview of that?
Absolutely, yes. This is an exciting event. They're all exciting events, but this is a really exciting event. It was the vision of Kevin Mart, kind of a local balloon enthusiast, to have balloons floating over Lake Red Rock. And so with the help of Pella and Knoxville's Chamber of Commerce, with the sponsorship of several area businesses, including Edward Jones, they're the main sponsor, we're going to have over 20 balloons that will be launched over Lake Red Rock. It'll be hosted at the Visitors Center on July 15, 16, and 17. There will be 6 a.m. launches and 6 p.m. launches. And what we're really excited about is that on Saturday at 8:30 p.m. around dusk, we will have a Tethered Night Glow event, and that's sponsored by Tassel Ridge Winery. And so it'll just be a really beautiful event, and we're excited about what people will come into our area for this event.
Cool. And I know that also as you guys give out knowledge to community, you're also asking for help from the community for a big event coming up here in Knoxville.
Yes, this little thing known as the Knoxville Nationals. Knoxville Nationals doesn't happen without the support and help of everyone in the community. And people have been so generous with their time in the past, but we could still use more help. And so if you are willing to volunteer for, say, the parade route to help with some of that pancake breakfast, we're going to be offering a shuttle service this year. We need drivers and hosts to bring people around our beautiful city. So if you're willing to do things like that, we encourage you to contact the chamber office and sign up. What our biggest need right now is housing. We have currently have 20 parties who are looking for a place to stay in Knoxville. And unfortunately, we only have 7 homes right now. And we really need people to open up their homes. Not only is it a way to make a little extra money at the end of the summer to maybe pay for all those fun things that you did all summer long, or maybe for next year's fun events, but I've talked with so many people who have opened their homes in the past, and these people have become dear family friends. In fact, I was talking with one person, they said, they're even higher on our Christmas card list than some of our cousins. And so they become good family friends. And so not only is it a way to, you know, earn a little extra money, but you become really close with these people, and it's an ongoing relationship year after year. So
if you're interested in doing that, what should you do?
Yep, there's just one form that you need to fill out. You come down here to the chamber office and we can give you that form. It's really easy to just list kind of what you have available. Contact Melinda. She actually is really knowledgeable in this, and she is setting up all this at the chamber office. So if you call our number, 828-7555, we can get you set up.
Awesome. Is there anything else you would like to talk about?
There's always events going on, and I think one thing is let us know what's going on, what your organization is working on, what your church or your civic group has going on. The more we can communicate all the great things that are happening in this community, the better it is for everyone. And we just want people to get out there and start to rediscover how great Knoxville is.
All right. Well, that was Anna Hook, my guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Stay tuned for the Marion County Midday Magazine. Up next is Let's Talk Pella.